Is that what you call it when you read it?
I think so. Yeah, that'd be right. And this bracelet, now, would always be on this right hand, nearly every time.
That's training, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
When it rains, does your wife ever take one of those things that she can put over her head? Hold up?
Umbrella.
Uh-huh.
She has one.
I've got one of those.
Yeah.
I like it. I used to think that was sister's job.
And I tell the wife, she won't. Now, when she knows she's coming to town, it's raining right down, that's when it's a complete necessity, you know, why she bring an umbrella. But you take a hot day, like she has to come down to see him, she don't use that thing on the street. She don't want to. Keep the sun off. And I said, well, it evidently shows to me that the nigger woman is the smartest woman, because she keeps it over her. You can go over there and see him. You see an umbrella, it'd be a nigger carrying. That's right.
They do a good job, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Packer Jacks, I think. So much fun.
Does your wife put one of those covers on over her dress when she cooks so grease doesn't splatter on her?
She used to have one that she throwed over the head of. Strap, you know, and she's put her head to it, hanging down and tied around here. But she's quit that since she got old, and she just uses what they call a cook apron.
That's just one of those short ones?
Yes, it comes down towards her knees.
That's a cook apron, huh?
Cook apron.
What does she call a part of her dress that comes up underneath and then is stitched? Down at the bottom.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they call that a ruffle.
Well, I was thinking maybe just the cloth goes down and then it's bent up underneath and then it's stitched so it doesn't fray.
Yeah. I believe they call that a hem dress. It's hem all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
As you say, it keeps the raveling and prattling out.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they call that hem. And now I can call back and I have some pictures showing the ruffle. Now the ruffle is a different thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, that's out of date.
You used to wear those on long dresses.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got some pictures. Women folks dress it down to shoe tops.
Mm-hmm. Button shoes sticking
out. Yeah.
And we make fun of those, but I bet they were comfortable.
I imagine. Yeah. I'll say, by the way, of course, you won't ever be able to use it. When I'm talking about women's clothing, when I was a very small lad, lots of women wore bustles. Did you ever see one?
No, never had.
Did you ever see a corset with stays on? Now they wear it.
Yeah.
Well, the bustle went out of there first. It's made out of wire, a little light wire with cloth around it. Just fit right around their hips.
Looked like a birdcage?
Yes, it looked sort of like that. My boys and kids don't remember anything about it. But the wife does. Not about the bustle, but she does the corset with stays in it. And it was laced together in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's hooked over just sort of like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She wore that a long time.
Boy, I bet it was a job to get into one.
Yeah.
Was it common for a young man to go out and get a new suit when he was going to get married?
Almost invariably, if he's able. More so then than they are now.
Hmm.
It used to be a boy wouldn't think about getting married if he didn't have on a suit of clothes and a tie.
Would he go down and buy a new one or just wear his
best? If he could, he'd buy him a new one to get married in.
Hmm.